104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. You're home for Cap Region Sports. Join us right now, head coach of the Siena Saints men's basketball team, Coach Carm. Coach, it's been a minute since we spoke to you. Obviously, some technical difficulties screwing things up yesterday, so I'm glad you were able to make time today. I appreciate that. And speaking of time, Coach, it's been a long time since you guys have laced them up and faced an opponent. You're getting ready for Saturday. Any concerns as you're preparing?
No, we're excited. You know, some great days of practice. Guys have worked hard. I think obviously not having the school obligations since finals are done really has freed our guys' minds. We've had great attention to detail, and we've been able to kind of practice a little longer and work on some things and get a lot more accomplished and with a lot more energy, which is awesome.
Coach Carm with us. And so Bucknell coming into the Times Union Center on Saturday, 6 o'clock. Tickets are available for that, SienaSaints.com. What does Bucknell present for you as you're preparing for them?
You know, just a solid team. You know, they're very, very good. They have really good guards in Toomer and Funk and Sotos. You know, those are their starting, you know, 1 through 3. And then up front with Newman and Moore, two physical post players. And they're going to do a great job. They're going to execute. They're not going to beat themselves, similar to a Yale, a Harvard, and a Colgate. So we're excited to, have this challenge at home, and it'll be great to be back in the nice, warm confines of TU Center with our great fans, and just looking forward to a great effort from our ball club. Like I said, we've had some great practices, getting ready to go into practice here today, and just get back to work. I think, just kind of have a little edge to ourselves and have a little swagger, but not any overconfidence, and earn everything we get every single possession. That's what I'm looking for this group to do on Saturday.
I think I owe you an apology. I'm always coming out of negative, like rest equals rust. It sounds to me like you're seeing things you really like from getting a little time away from playing other teams.
Yeah, you know, I just think it gives us more time to bring some freshmen along and to also kind of just work on an execution piece and also work on defense. You know, we've got to be able to guard the ball better. I thought we've had a little more grit in that regard, but I still think we have to be a little chippier guarding the ball and making guys uncomfortable. And then being able to kind of play with different lineups, you know, try to, you know, see if we can go a little bigger, maybe play Elijah Burns and Tammy Friday together for some stretches here just to get them some chemistry, but also be able to move Elijah away from the basket a little bit. He's been playing great, and that's a credit to him with taking care of his body. You know, when we've had these great practices these last couple of days, it's because Elijah's in practice. That's probably the X factor with, our competitiveness and our work ethic.
Coach, you're a next game up kind of guy, but do you ever allow yourself to kind of get a broad scope of what's going on in the MAC and how you think your team is going to stack up when you get to them?
Yeah, so anytime I'm 2 or 3 days out, I'm always watching just that opponent we're playing. But, you know, going in, when we had that time off, I tried to watch a MAC team at night. So I got to see, you know, Canisius play Holy Cross. I got to see, I want to say, St. John's played Monmouth, so I watched that. So I always try to just stay abreast just so I can kind of at least take some notes and see what teams are doing then, because by the time we play them, they've probably adjusted some, and that's what basketball is, right? It's a game of adjustments. It's a game of, basically always kind of countering that next move and always kind of morphing to the strengths of your team. So, you know, I always try to stay up to date and, you know, check scores, see who's playing well for the MAC teams, who's struggling, and always try to follow the league, always rooting for our MAC teams to win games.
Talking a little hoops with Siena men's coach Carm, Coach Carm, and Coach, what has been, you know, the worst part of this so far? Is it talking idiots like me in the media?
No, you guys are great. I enjoy everything. That's what makes Siena so special too, is the expectation to win. Obviously, we want to play a challenging non-conference schedule. We also want to win. I don't want that to be a misnomer. Obviously, we're not playing these tough non-conference games to lose, and just trying to get this group to really understand to where we want to get, you know, how hard we have to work every single day, how we have to live our lives, how we have to, you know, look ourselves in the mirror and hold ourselves accountable first before we can even hold our teammates accountable. I think the guys are doing that. I think that'll show kind of in our first semester grades too. Been happy with our progress reports and the finals that have been trickling in. So, you know, for me, it's about, you know, getting better every single day, and then also kind of showing how we've gotten better on that court when we're allowed to be viewed by all the public.
Coach Carmona said, and have what has the fan interaction been like? You know, now you're, you know, they always say like the most popular job is the guy behind the head coach. Now that you're the guy, what has the fan interaction been like?
Oh, it's been good. You know, we were able to get out in the community. We went to the Troy Boys and Girls Club for a free clinic the other day, and that was great to give back and, you know, have Elijah back home in a place where he used to go when he was a little kid. And, really enjoy the community aspect piece and giving back. And it's great. You know, probably people don't like me as much when I was undefeated at 0-0 now that we're 2-5. But I do see strides in this program and in this ball club. And, you know, that's what it's about for me, is just making sure we're getting better every day. And, you know, bringing some guys along that I think can help us and finding those rotations. And I think that's what the non-conference is good for as well.
Coach Carmen, look, every time I talk to you, I feel like we're about to go on another holiday break. You're going to get to play Saturday, but then I'm out of here for a little while. How is Christmas preparation working in the Carm household right now?
No, Christmas preparation, not bad. Not bad. I went out and had to get, you know, get some gifts for some people. My wife and I are, you know, we said we didn't want to get any gifts for ourselves. We'll, you know, probably do some stuff for our house. And just excited to see my daughter on like her first Christmas, waking up and, you know, kind of being at that age where she's almost three and she gets to see the Christmas tree on like a little balcony coming from her bedroom and see how excited she is. And, you know, she's not listening to this, but, you know, we got like a little trampoline and a little different things there. So it's all about Reese this Christmas, just trying to, you know, let her enjoy this one and in her new house. And just really excited to be home and have a couple days to kind of just be thankful and grateful for what we all have here and in this team and the opportunity that's at hand. I think we have a great chance to do some special things.
I think we're going to have to send her baby's first radio so she starts listening to the show, Coach. I just, you know.
Well, she wants a doctor's kit, too. So a trampoline, a doctor's kit. My sister, I think, spoiled her, too. And obviously my mom and dad and my wife's parents, too. So she'll have more than enough things to play with. So maybe we'll get her a chef hat to go with yours.
This is good. I like where we're headed here. And plus, it's, you know, man, that's a great aspiration already. She wants to be a doctor. My kid changes what she wants to be every other day, and she's 16. So hopefully she keeps that drive, because as the billboards say, the world needs more Saints.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Good plug right there for
us. Coach, man, good luck against Bucknell. Happy holidays, and we look forward to talking to you again once I'm back here in the studio.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays, guys.